Practical English.
How to paraphrase in English. Paraphrasing is a useful skill. It involves interpreting what someone has said and putting it in your own words. You can use paraphrasing as a way of checking that you've understood things. It also shows the other person that you're making an effort to follow the conversation. How to paraphrase. So, what's the best way to paraphrase? There are three important things to remember. 1. Each paraphrase should start with a prefix, often the word so.
So, what you're saying is that you aren't happy about it. So, it sounds like you're pretty upset about it.
2. Each paraphrase can be constructed in the following ways.
A closed question. So, are you saying that you don't like it? A statement. So, you're feeling pretty angry about it. A statement plus a closed question. So, you aren't happy about it. Is that right? A statement plus a question tag. So, you're upset about it, aren't you?
3. The paraphrase should be a short version, one or two sentences, of what the speaker has said before. Look at these examples. In each case, speaker B is paraphrasing.
The system is old and out of date, and it isn't compatible with any of the other programs we're using.
So, it sounds like you want to change the system.
Bob has offered to do the work for £1,000 less. He'll do it in only 3 months instead of 4, and he's got a lot of experience in this type of work.
So, are you suggesting that Bob would be the best person for the job?
Now isn't the best time for me to go to the conference because I'm in the middle of trying to finish the project. Besides, I think there are a lot of other people who would be much better at networking than I would.
So, are you saying that we should send someone else to the conference instead of you?
What to paraphrase? There are three things you can paraphrase: facts, feelings, or opinions. For example,
facts. So, are you saying that they didn't finish the work until Thursday? Feelings. So, it seems that you're a bit disappointed with the result. Is that right? Opinions. So what you're saying is that you think it's a bad idea.
The most important thing is to paraphrase correctly. And in order to do this, you have to listen very carefully to the other person and what they're saying. When they stop talking, that's your chance to paraphrase.